today I'm in a shop that is the embodiment of how to shop and live in a sustainable way. Apart from being surrounded by freshly made bread and all manners of herbs, spices, porridge, pulses and grains, this shop is also a refill shop and has a fantastic range of eco-friendly local products. And today, my guest on the Navuna Sustainable Business Podcast is Alwen Marshall-Lewis, founder and owner of Iechyd Da, an eco-friendly health food shop based in a busy high street in Whitchurch, a few miles from the capital of Wales, Cardiff. Croeso, Alwen. Welcome.
Thank you.
So lovely to meet you again. I know we've met a few times before.
Yes.
So I'm fascinated, really, because you've been on this journey with Iechyd Da for quite a while. So what drove you, really, to create something quite different here in Whitchurch?
I was a primary school teacher for 20 years and had an accident and had to stop working for a period of time. And during that period of time, had a bit of a realisation, a bit of a life-changing moment of what am I actually doing now and where do I want to go in life. I had the time to stop and think, I guess, and it was a case of I need to look after my health. I wasn't looking after my health. What else am I passionate about in life? I'm passionate about nature, mm-hmm. and looking after the planet and local community-based things, and all of those ideas came together in the form of a village shop, I guess. There was a health food shop in the village already that had closed down for about a year and people were missing the shop,
mm-hmm.
And again that idea with what I had came together to create an eco-friendly health food shop. I had heard that there was a shop in Wales, in Crickhowell, that was a refill shop, the first in Wales, that opened about a year before as a refill shop. And I thought that we would pop up there and have a visit, and came away determined to be doing it in Cardiff as well. So that's what we have. We've got nuts and beans and grains and pulses of all sorts on refill, so people can buy as little or as much as they want. They bring their own containers to fill if they want, or they can take paper bags from here. All the other things that are packaged, there's no plastic packaging, no single-use plastic at all in the shop. So that's the ethos, really, is to cut out single-use plastic and everything else to be reusing as much as we possibly can.
Mm.
And so people will bring their old washing up liquid bottles, laundry bottles, and refill the liquids as well, the cleaning liquids. Our cheese counter, people can come with their own tubs to carry their cheese and their olives and so forth at home. Our vitamins and supplements are only glass bottles with a very ethical company called Viridian. So the companies that we source have to be ethical, sustainable companies. I think we have about 40 suppliers now.
Gosh.
Because they try and keep it to small local makers, independent businesses, as much as I possibly can.
So a lot of thought goes behind every single aspect of Iechyd Da.
Yes.
The kind of story behind it, you know, a real trailblazer in a way. So do you think also, because obviously you're embedded here very much in the heart of the community, and
yeah.
I was reading that, you know, a lot of it was, as you said, there was a demand for this type of thing.
Yeah.
Do you feel also that you're changing people's behaviour? You know, the people that come and shop here, they're going to go, ooh, give this a go, or,
yeah.
you know, because that's kind of, you know, a really powerful thing to do as well.
Yeah, absolutely, without a doubt. We've been here now for 5 years. We've been extremely lucky. The support that we've had locally is immense. There is that village feel to the mm. shop completely. Mm. And if a customer comes in and they can't source something from somewhere else, they'll say, oh, Alwen, do you sell Ras El Hanout or something random? And it's then my mission, a challenge to find that product, and I will make sure that I get that product for them. So it's also become a bit of that kind of shop. And yeah. that's then what makes us different to going to Co-op or to Tesco's or whatever. Mm-hmm. They know that they can come here, they have personal service, they come here and they will, you know, they'll also tell us about what's going on in their lives.
Yeah, yeah.
And they need to chat. And they know they can come here for a chat. It's that personal service that you get on an independent shop level.
Absolutely.
It's completely different, and it's what people are craving.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
everything's become, you know, it's become such a digital world where people are missing face-to-face contact, and they're desperate for that connection with people. And people are lonely because they're buying online.
Very impersonal.
So I think we're absolutely filling a massive gap there. In terms of service, really, to people.
Giving back to the community.
Yeah.
And they're supporting your business in turn as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. And therefore, they're trying things that they would never try before. Like, you know, go, oh, okay, maybe I could start filling my washing up liquid here.
They and might be start only... small, and then next week they'll be back with a bigger bag.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And that's what we say. It's, you know, small steps, big changes. We don't do things perfectly ourselves by... definitely not. It's sort of, I'm not somebody that is standing here preaching and telling people this is how you should live your life. You should, you know, avoid all single-use plastic. You should, you know, source from here, then it has to be this, that and the other. Not at all. I don't believe in that kind of attitude. It's, we're on a journey as a family. This is what we want to do. We want to do better for our environment. Join us if you want. Come on the journey with us. So there's no pressure. People might come in here just to buy, you know, crystallized ginger. But then they decide, oh, actually, I could get my washing up liquid from here.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they're adopting environmentally friendly practices without realising that they've done it.
Yeah, yeah, excellent.
So you don't have to be a certain type of customer to be coming in here.
Opening your mind to different ways of doing things.
Yeah.
And if this wasn't here, people wouldn't necessarily be on that journey.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's
fantastic.
And it's making it easy. Because I was definitely, as a family, we were making excuses as to why we weren't reusing or buying things more ethically or whatever. Oh, it's not convenient. Oh, I don't know where to get it from. Da-da-da-da. You make excuses, don't you? When it's convenient for people on their doorstep and affordable price, it has to be something that everyone can access, which is, you know, you're aware of that all the time. It's got to be for everyone.
Yeah, yeah. We were talking a little bit before as well about, you know, the difference between, I suppose, running a business and the actual cost of trying to be sustainable as a business is slightly different, I suppose, isn't it? So you were talking about recycling and all that kind of stuff. So in terms of your own kind of journey as a business, the kind of small business side, in terms of running and trying to be sustainable, how is that going? What pressures have you found that are that kind of really holding you back, I suppose, in some kind of way?
Yeah, I think as a small business, the costs of running any small business is huge. You know, you obviously got your overheads that everyone has in terms of your business rates and your rent and utility bills and so forth, but because you're trying to do the right thing, you're trying to you know, source ethical products, sustainable products, you're buying from small businesses, from people that you can pick up the phone to and speak to because they've made that specific thing. And you know that they haven't got a huge profit margin themselves, and we're trying to keep our prices competitive because we're trying to compete with your supermarkets and what have you and the internet. So we can't afford to be putting huge profit margins on things. So we can't make a lot of money on our products. And we've got all these expenses, so it's extremely difficult. And then you've got things like the commercial waste, that we're paying for commercial waste, we were talking about earlier, you know, and saying, you know, you've got to pay for the paper waste in one bag, you've got to pay then for metal and plastics in another bag. You've got to pay for cardboard in a separate bag. And then you've got a general waste and everything you're paying separately for. And it's a crazy amount of money that mounts up. And you're trying to make sure that your customer isn't affected by this. So, you know, and then obviously your minimum wage is going up.
Yeah, yeah, everything, the standard small business, of course, and inflation, all those things you know, big melting pot of things that are almost trying to hold you back in an odd kind of way.
Absolutely.
When all you're trying to do is move forward and do the right thing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Now, I didn't go into this to make money. Thank goodness I didn't, because I wouldn't be here if that was the aim. So, you know, it's rather strange in a way that, you know, you have to meet the minimum wage expenses for all your staff, but you're not paying yourself minimum wage. No, not at all. Like any business owner knows. But these demands on us in terms of things like that is absolutely crazy. And I really, really don't think that anybody, any politician or any member of a local council or whatever, they haven't got a clue.
No, they definitely
haven't got a clue. They, I would love for them to come here, and I would sit down and talk to them and explain to them, you know, the real day-to-day problems in terms of financial implications like that, and rules and regulations that are set. That, okay, work for large corporations.
Yes.
But when it comes to small businesses, the impact on that is absolutely huge. Yeah, the rules that assess, the regulations, everything, the costs, when they're decided, they're not decided based on small independents like myself.
No, it's almost as if you're an afterthought.
Yeah, because they haven't got a clue how we live our lives and the fact that we earn, you know, half minimum wage ourselves. They haven't got a clue.
Absolutely. Yeah. Really, very interesting, the challenges. So, obviously, Iechyd-da is very purpose-driven. You know, you came at it from a different angle, I suppose, whereas a lot of businesses we've talked to, sustainability is an afterthought in an odd kind of way because, you know, they've been so busy setting things up that they've thought, oh, the net zero targets are coming, we've got to put some things in place. Do you find talking to your neighbours here, because obviously it's a busy, bustling high street, where do you think they are on their journey? Do you think there's any awareness generally? Do you tend to speak to other businesses next door in your area?
It totally varies completely. It can vary from, you know, one shop to the next. Their attitudes are totally different. You can see in terms of, you know, it sounds crazy, but I can see when they're putting waste out.
Yes, just little things like that.
Little things.
There's no forum for you to get together as a community of small businesses to discuss kind of green issues?
Not green issues, no. It's difficult to get businesses together to discuss anything, to be honest with you, because I think everyone's so busy that it doesn't happen as such. What has been nice, it's been fabulous, is the support that I've had from other business owners in the village.
Great.
the relationships that have grown from having the shop with them is fantastic, and helping each other. So for instance, there's a hairdresser down the road, and she buys her hand wash and washing up liquid and laundry liquid and everything for her business. She buys it from here. So she comes and refills
her bottles. She sees you, says hello while you're there.
Exactly.
So you're building that sense community.
Yeah, she drops off her bottles if she's in a rush, and then we take them over to her later on in the afternoon or whatever, you know, that happens. And there's a bike shop that take any packaging that we have that we think it can be reused, we take it to him. So he uses that when he's sending out bikes to customers. So he'll use our packaging. There's the cafe over the road, and they also use our washing liquids as well. But they also use some of the suppliers that we have. So our loose tea suppliers, Welsh Brew from Swansea. Mm-hmm. He came in and said, oh, you know, these would be great to sell in the cafe. Fabulous. So we pass on the
great You're kind of doing it yourselves, really, without any kind of a natural network that happens.
Absolute natural
network. And they're all in their own way doing something to be more green, I suppose. Exactly. The little things, those small steps you're talking. I think that's really powerful.
And then, you know, if they've run out of tea, then, you know, they'll come here and I'll give them some for the time being until he gets a delivery by James and whatever. It's there's a nice little network like that happens.
It can only happen on a high street. It can't happen, you know, the big supermarket's not going to go to the next supermarket and do the same, are they?
Exactly. No. Yeah. So it's lovely. It is. It does have a knock-on effect on other businesses as well. It's great.
That's great. It's fantastic. Yeah. So what's the future for Iechyd Da then, do you think?
We've been extremely, extremely lucky in terms of our customers. Without a doubt. We opened 7 months before COVID, which was, you know, an absolutely crazy time to be opening a business for somebody that I'd never had a business ever before, obviously, coming from teaching. Transferable skills. But I didn't have a clue what I was doing. Completely and utterly winging it. Have been extremely lucky that I've had the support of friends and family, but also local people, that they want the shop to do well, and so that in that 6-7 months pre-COVID, I was getting a lot of interest. COVID happened, and people still felt when they were still allowed to come into shops, we were essential.
Yes,
because of food, don't we?
Yeah.
So customers were still able to come in here, and they felt safe because they could see all the things that we were putting in place to keep them safe. But also, they came in here for human contact. Lovely gentleman, Mr. Gwynn. He would come in. And this was when the rules and regulations were that you, the over 70s were supposed to stay at home.
That's it.
Do you remember that?
Yes,
that
one?
The over 70s were supposed to stay at home. And Mr. Gwynn would come in only to buy his crystallised ginger. Or sometimes yoghurt-covered ginger as well. But generally, crystallised ginger. And I'd say to him, Mr. Gwynn, you're not supposed to be in here. So go home. I will bring you your ginger.
No.
I was like, please, I'll bring you your ginger. I don't want you to be out. So it's not safe. I've lived through much worse than this. Al went in his 80s. I've seen the big snow and I've seen the, you know, all of this. But
I'm still getting my ginger.
Exactly. I said, well, it's not essential, is it? And he said, it is essential, Al went, because I won't speak to anybody else for a whole week.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, it's essential.
Great service.
It was essential for so many people to talk, not to come and buy ginger or get washing up liquid. It was essential to have that village feel and to be supporting each other. And we were lucky then because we started doing a lot of deliveries and pickups. So we got to know our customers extremely well because we were going, you know, and dropping off by the front door, and we were having a chat on the doorstep because they weren't seeing anybody. And some people have kept going with that. We still deliver, or they pick up from the back, or they drop off their containers, and then we deliver the containers filled back to them. So it's created a lovely relationship. We know them very well. We know everything that's going on in their lives, and they probably know most of what's going on in my life as well. And sometimes they come in for a chat, and they don't actually buy anything.
No, of course.
You know, but it's important.
Lovely.
It's really important. So I think as long as we keep those connections, those relationships with our customers and with our suppliers, those relationships are extremely important. You know, I think 30 of those, our suppliers, are local businesses, Welsh businesses.
Yeah.
Where I can pick up the phone to Gerwyn Ecoslips, and he lives up the road, and I say, I've run out of toothbrushes, and he'll bring them down. I can pick up the phone to the essential oils lady Faye, and I can ask, what could somebody put on there put to encourage hair growth? And she'll say, oh, rosemary.
And she'll bring that down.
Straight away. Yeah. Even the vitamins and supplements company Viridian have an amazing helpline where you can pick up the phone and a customer can talk and have a personal service. It's having that connection and advice. And yeah, everything can, people can be contacted and spoken to. Not emails.
No call centres.
No call centres, yeah. Nothing. You can actually speak to people. So as long as we maintain our relationships like that and remember that that's who we are and what we are, is keeping those relationships alive between suppliers, us and the customer, I think that's what will keep us going.
Absolutely, and grow the business.
Yes.
It works both ways, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic, Alwyn. I'm so inspired. I think this place is fantastic and it's
Thank
only going to continue to
Thank
be wonderful.
Much.
I know that. If people want to find you, or are you on Instagram, or have you got a website?
Yes,
or?
We're on Instagram. Our website is being updated at the moment, so we haven't got a website and haven't had for quite a while, and that may be because I'm a slight digital,
or maybe you don't need one. Maybe people just come in and you don't need a website.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely not a priority. But I should do. I know I should, you know, be out there more for people to learn about us and to come in. But coming into the shop physically is the important thing.
Yes.
Obviously for us, that's the message, isn't it? But Instagram, we are, it's iechyd_da_cf14. The cf14 is the postcode.
For Whitchurch,
yes. And then iechyd and da, iechyd means health, da means good, so good health. Which also means cheers in Welsh. It's iechyd da is the way of saying cheers. Yes. So yeah, please find us on Instagram and Facebook.
Iechyd da, Alwyn. Diolch yn fawr.
Diolch yn fawr iawn.